Well, sadly, this weekend was no different from many others. And I just felt it was really important that, on behalf of the officers who I represent, that we let the public know the true scale of violence which our officers have to face every day. And this weekend, we had 10 police officers who were assaulted, three of whom required hospital treatment. Thankfully, they were released after treatment, but it just highlights the ever-increasing threat that they face on a daily basis. So in this particular case, we had officers who had their eyes gouged, they were kicked, they were punched, headbutted, they were spat at. And, you know, this is what would be described as a normal weekend, which is a terrible thing to label as normal, but sadly that's the society that we've become. But I feel so passionately that, first of all, those officers, every one of them, need the full support of both the Police Federation and the organisation. The public also need to understand the true level of violence, because the vast majority of public do support police officers, and I think they would be horrified at the level of violence used against our officers and how many times they're assaulted. You know, three officers a day on average, every day, are assaulted across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. As importantly, it's how those offenders are dealt with by the judicial system, because sadly, time and time again, we see these offenders who have used violence against police officers or other public sector workers just walk away with nothing more than a slap on the wrist. And that, sadly, is the deterrent that is lacking in violence against public sector workers. And that's why I've been calling, along with other colleagues of mine from around the country, for mandatory prison sentences on those who assault police officers and other public sector workers. And maybe, just maybe only then, there will be enough of a deterrent. But until then, there seems to be an attitude from some, a minority, that for a police officer to be assaulted is just part of the job. And it's not. That means it's acceptable. And a police officer being assaulted must never be acceptable. If you assault a police officer, it's an attack on society. And that's just something that none of us should accept. I fully accept that policing is dangerous and it's unpredictable, and we often enter the lives of people when they are in a very stressful or volatile situation, and things do happen. And I'm not saying that we will ever stop police officers from being assaulted. I understand that these things happen. It's a dangerous job. But I think as society has evolved, and I don't know whether it's because of the way that children are brought up, what they see on their TV screens, what happens abroad. But police officers, in the eyes of a minority, have become fair game. And I do think that's because there's no deterrent, or very little deterrent. And that's why I think in highlighting assaults on our officers, and some of these assaults are very serious assaults. You know, police officers have been off work for many months, having to undergo surgery, rehabilitation, and then what that leads on to is the onset of mental health illness. So we have to do something about this. We've played our part. Hampshire Constabulary and Hampshire Police Federation have worked tirelessly, first of all, to give better support to officers and staff who are assaulted, to give them better equipment such as taser, better training, make sure that the data on assaults is more credible, highlighting the level of violence in the media so that it's not a taboo subject. But others now need to play their part, and that's why the judicial system must review and look really closely as what sort of society it wants to be a part of. And whilst we allow people to attack and assault police officers and other public sector workers with impunity, then it's not going to change, it's going to get worse. Let's not forget, over the past 4 to 5 years, we've seen a substantial reduction in police officer numbers, almost 1,000, and that's replicated across the country. We've lost almost 18,000 police officers, and still being reduced nationally as we speak. So those officers are going out into those violent confrontational situations. Very often, they don't have as much backup as they once did. So there is concern out there. And, you know, police officers, yes, they wear a uniform. And yes, they're highly trained and highly motivated. But underneath that uniform, they are human beings. And they get scared and they worry about the consequences of the actions of a minority, and they can suffer injuries just as anybody else can. They're not robots. They're not superhuman. So society, in the guise of the government and the judiciary, must stand shoulder to shoulder with police officers and give them the support that they need.